From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. Miami-Dade County is getting ready to host next year's Super Bowl. And with the Super Bowl and other huge sports events come concerns about an uptick in human trafficking, which is already a problem for Florida. Just last week in Jupiter, a sex trafficking sting aimed at breaking up these kinds of operations saw the arrests of several people, including Robert Kraft, the owner of the New England Patriots, the team that just won this year's Super Bowl. Kraft was charged with solicitation of prostitution. With us in the studio is Miami Herald reporter Sarah Blasky, who's covering the connection between human trafficking and mega sporting events. Now, Sarah, what is it about events like the Super Bowl that make them prime opportunities for human traffickers?
Well, I think it's events like these that bring big crowds. And anytime there's a big crowd that's there to celebrate, to party, there's also a section of that crowd that's looking for a very particular type of entertainment. So they're looking for sexual entertainment. Now, some sex workers are not trafficked humans. We should mention that. But especially when there's an increased demand, some of these human traffickers will sort of converge on these cities where the big events are happening in order to make up for some of that demand.
Human trafficking is modern day slavery. So there are other things besides prostitution that humans are trafficked for. What are they?
Sure. There are two primary types of human trafficking, labor trafficking and sex trafficking. Both of them share a core. That's a human that has been brought against their will or coerced against their will to perform some sort of labor, generally speaking, a labor that has terrible working conditions and those kind of things is dangerous to health and the spirit of a human, and they cannot leave. That's what makes it trafficking, is that they're doing a job that's dangerous to them, and they cannot leave out of force, fear, or coercion. So that's the trafficking part. Now, labor trafficking might be someone that's brought to build a stadium. We've seen that in Qatar. That was one of the things around the World Cup stadium that was being built there. That'd be labor trafficking. Sex trafficking is when the act of labor is of a sexual nature.
Where does Florida rank in the number of reported cases of human trafficking?
My understanding is that Florida is third nationally as a hub for human trafficking. I believe Las Vegas in particular is almost always number one. The vast majority of cases in Florida and across the United States appear to be sex trafficking cases.
Do the organizers of the events do anything themselves or have any responsibility to try and prevent this kind of activity?
That's a really great question, and I don't know specifically what the NFL, for example, has been doing around the Super Bowls. What I can say is that Miami-Dade County has a task force of police and various NGOs that are starting to tackle this issue now, so a year in advance of the Super Bowl, and we're going to be hearing more and more in the coming months about what those specific initiatives are.
Did Atlanta see similar problems in the recent Super Bowl?
There were 33 arrests for, I believe there were arrests of Johns in relation to sex trafficking stings, sort of similar to what we saw in Jupiter, right, where the Johns were arrested, but there was also this evidence that the women that were the sex workers were indeed trafficked humans. My understanding is that's the same in Atlanta. It's a little bit hard to tell exactly who's been trafficked and who is doing it more or less of their own volition. My understanding is that there were four women that were rescued in Atlanta in and around the Super Bowl.
We've been chatting with Miami Herald reporter Sarah Blasky, who's been covering the connection between sex trafficking and mega sporting events. Sarah, thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.
This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMatte.